Hello?
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going
Oh, no worries. No
on.
worries.
So anyway, okay, so you said for the boathouse maintenance guy.
Yeah, for like Boathouse Casa Del Barco Island Shrimp Co.
Oh, I love Casa del Barco. It's a good spot.
It's literally a Mexican version of the boathouse.
Oh,
It's
okay. I
yeah,
didn't know
Barco means boat and Casa's house. All the same.
that. Gotcha. Cool, man. Cool. So yeah, I mean, we can definitely help you. We're definitely interested, if you understand that, your new home is going to be a little bit more expensive and stuff, then, it's probably doable and workable. Just 'cause of the rates. I mean, that.
Yeah.
So
Well, I mean that's cool. So I guess there's no way that I would be able to catch an actual ballpark estimate on. I mean, you said 200,000, and I can't do that. That doesn't make any sense for me.
yeah, I mean, I'm just letting you know what like other investors would tell you if you were gonna,
Sure. No, I get it.
yeah, that's they're just, but I'm not, we don't operate with the same kind of number spectrum that they operate off of. I with me having rentals in the area and knowing the property, that kind of allows me to justify why I would pay more, right?
Yeah, because I mean, really where it's at is right at Midlothian and Polite.
Well, I mean, we're definitely interested in it. I mean,
Okay, so what's the next move from here then?
Well, I mean, really, you having, somewhere else to go, would be, nice if you knew where you were gonna go. I mean, if you know you're gonna sell this house, if you know you're gonna go to the next place, I mean, then I guess that's a conversation that, you may or may not have already had with yourself, but.
So ideally, I would like to move out to like Powhatan and Amelia area, just because, like I said, I've got dogs, I've got kids, I want a larger yard that's not a corner lot. I'm also just tired of Chesterfield. I know too many people there. It's kind of go. So I have been like kind of poking my head around the listings. And finding things that are like kind of adhering towards what it is that I'm looking for. But all of this is like I said, when I filled out that information online, I was more or less expecting just emails or something like that, because this is the first contact that I've had with anybody about this period.
Sure.
So I'm not really entirely sure what the next moves are. It was easy to buy this house because it was theirs from my parents. They gave it to me on a gift of equity instead of having a down payment.
Sure.
So, like, I got lucky. So let's see if I can make it work for me.
Sure. Let me see here. I had. So it's interesting you said Jetersville or Amelia. I'm gonna send you while I got you on the phone. I got this house that's coming on the market. Let's see here. Just Texted you. I can't send it to you that way. Okay, hang on.
Yeah, I see it. I got it.
Oh, did you get it?
Yeah.
So that house is going to be on the market, and it's in good shape. I mean, got a brand new roof on it.
I mean, it doesn't look too bad. I'd have to
Yeah.
see the inside of it and all.
Sure. Let's see.
Well, I saw one that was, and I don't know if this is something that, how any of this goes, but 775 Bell Road in Dilwyn was something that I was kind of tracking as well. That looked like a cool spot. And I don't know how any of that works with you. If I like get, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Sure.
But I don't even know what I don't know.
Right. And you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
You still with me?